You're listening to SBS News.
Good morning, everyone.
Desperate for change, the message from many Americans couldn't be simpler, ahead of Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine's recent announcement.
We must do something. And that is exactly what we are going to do.
Facing mounting pressure to take action as the state grieves the loss of 9 lives in one of 2 mass shootings on the weekend, he is urging the legislature to pass laws requiring background checks for nearly all gun sales.
Number one, safety protection orders. We have to empower people to get help for family or loved ones who may be a danger to themselves or a danger to others. People who have mental health challenges, alcohol or drug problems, have violent tendencies, and have access to firearms. Deadly combination.
The shootings outside a strip of Dayton nightclubs and inside a Texas Walmart left a total of 31 people dead and more than 50 injured in less than 24 hours. U.S. President Donald Trump will visit El Paso and Dayton in an effort to unite the country.
He says hate has no home here as he openly incites violence against immigrants, communities of color, and religious minorities and other marginalized communities.
Protesters have been rallying outside the White House, demanding the Trump administration and Congress take action against gun violence and white supremacists.
What you want, first of all, is you want gun legislation.
Yeah!
The protesters claim the president is doing the exact opposite of what he said in his nationwide address yesterday.
He said, we must unite against bigotry as he peddles lies that stoke rage and racism among his base.
Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley told reporters even she was disappointed in Trump's response to the shootings.
Look, I'm disappointed with his remarks. I mean, I think they fell really short. He mentioned, like, gun issues one time. I think, you know, watching the president over the past few years on the issues of guns, he's been, I don't know if he knows what he believes, frankly.
And when he did miss.
But Vice President Mike Pence echoed the president's message at a religious freedom event.
As President Trump said in his address to the nation yesterday, hate has no place in America. And the sinister ideologies of racism, bigotry, and white supremacy must be defeated.
But former Vice President and 2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden says thoughts and prayers won't fix the country's broken gun laws. He's pushing for a federal buyback program.
The fact of the matter is they should be illegal, period. Look, the Second Amendment doesn't say you can't restrict the kinds of weapons people can own. You can't buy a bazooka. You can't have a flamethrower. The guys who make these arguments are the people who say the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots. We need the protection against the government. We need an F-15 for that.
Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants Republicans to reconvene the Senate to vote on a gun safety bill that has already passed in the House of Representatives.
This is the bill. It's H.R. 8. It's a piece of paper, but it's a piece of paper that could save lives. This piece of paper represents more than just about anything else that could be done to stop the violence.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.